WTAW news time is 6 minutes after 5. The temperature is 98. It's already been 100. More on the Brazos Valley weather coming up after the news, brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Blue Man Group, Young Frankenstein, South Pacific, and more as part of the new season. For all things Opus, visit mscopus.org. Good evening, I'm Bill Oliver. Small businesses in the Twin Cities were recognized today. The 18th annual Newman 10 list awards the fastest growing over the last 3 years. Topping the list at a sales growth of 476% was Republic Landscapes. The keynote speaker, Ben Welch of the A&M Mays Business School, quoted Winston Churchill in congratulating the winners.
We make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give. And what these 10 businesses that are honored today have done is they have shown us what it means to give back to others. And so for that, we say thank you and may God bless you.
A list of all the winners and Dr. Welch's address can be found on our website at WTAW.com. A divided Bryan City Council last night failed to set rates for the new Twin Oaks landfill. Absent from the council meeting was Mayor Jason Bianski, who also leads the board running Twin Oaks and Rock Prairie landfill. The remaining six council members were divided on three motions. Councilman Mike Sutherland was among the trio, wanting a formal presentation on the finances of the Solid Waste Authority and how the rate formula was developed.
The way the prices are calculated, we have to be ensured that we're covering all our costs. We can't be giving stuff away. We can't be giving the taxpayers money. You have to figure out what it costs you. That's why I want to see the financial data. I want to double check what's going on. And we got to cover our costs. And I'm not sure you can give anything free away. I don't know about that now. If you don't have the numbers currently, like Eric said, then how did you calculate $20 a ton per city? So you got some numbers somewhere, okay? You got some data somewhere that I want to see. And I want to see it in a public meeting.
Sutherland, joined by Paul Madison and Richard Cortez, Ann Horton and Art Hughes, supported Chuck Condola's motion amending the landfill agreement. Director Brian Griesbach told Condola the rates could be changed again when budgets are set this fall.
If we're considering this new rate or the change in the rate, how long is that effective?
At a minimum, it'll be effective until I come in front of you again with my fiscal year budget.
Okay, so about 1 year tops.
Oh, no. My budget will be due at the same time as your city council city budget, so October 1st.
Okay. Then we're talking approving this for several months, and then you could bring more information to us,
right,
in a few months.
And this is done very much in the hopes that we won't be changing the rate in a few months.
City Attorney Janice Hampton says there's time for the council to reconsider changing the landfill operating agreement, which includes the rate formula, which will determine the prices at Twin Oaks. Griesbach says Rock Prairie is scheduled to close around July 1st. Two of the three juries in Brazos County District Court working Monday are still at the courthouse. Prosecution evidence continues to be presented in the capital murder trial of Corey Stewart, the 33-year-old College Station man accused of killing a convenience store clerk in April of last year at the Exxon at Harvey Mitchell and Welsh. In a separate case, the prosecution rested this morning, and the defense is underway with its evidence in the trial of 58-year-old Charles Holmes of Willis. He's charged with the 2008 sexual assault of a local child. And the third jury finished its work with this week's sentencing of a Bryan man convicted of running over a woman with his car in April 2009. While 23-year-old Jose Badola was found guilty of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, that being his car, and causing an injury accident, he filed an appeal and is out of jail after posting an appeal bond. Subject to the appeal, Badola is sentenced to serve at least 2 years in prison, followed by probation, and was ordered to pay fines totaling $15,000. Authorities released new information about a woman suspected of stealing from churchgoers in the Houston area.
Police believe Cynthia Martinez was a person seen on a security video going through a woman's purse while she received communion at a Houston church. Investigators say Martinez is suspected in several similar cases. They also believe she posed as a nurse and stole the identities of patients and co-workers in Montgomery County. Investigators are now trying to find Martinez, who is currently free on bond after earlier charges in Harris and Galveston counties. In Houston, Gail DeLutter, TSN News.
Also from Houston, word that Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords has been released from a rehabilitation hospital 5 months after being shot in the head during a political event in Tucson, Arizona. A release from the Houston hospital where Giffords has been undergoing rehab says she's moving to her husband's home in League City. WTAW News Time, 10 minutes after 5. News brought to you by MSC Opus. More news at 5:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. Coming up, the Brazos Valley weather forecast. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.